We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad, and our guest this morning is a new friend. I just met him.
Jason Mung.
Are you a pastor?
I am an ordained minister, yes.
Okay, so this is our new brother in Christ, new to me, Pastor Jason Mung. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm blessed and highly flavored with his favor.
Thank you.
We sure appreciate your willingness to come this morning.
You bet. I'm glad to be here today.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we're still having technical difficulties. So we'll get it posted as soon as we can. Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue, right here in Elk City. I think I covered it all. Mr. Jason, would you please pray to start us out?
You bet. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day that you have awakened us to. God, we thank you that each and every day that you awaken us to, God, is a day that we are to just function in you, just walk in the power of your Holy Spirit. God, we just thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. God, I just want to pray for the listeners out there today. Father, there are some that know you. Maybe some will run across us that don't know who you are. And Father, may this message brought today, Father, be encouraging and uplifting to both of those people, that in any manner, God, that they would be drawn to you and would know you more after this session today. Father, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Fivefold Training Center.
That's right. My new journey.
How exciting.
I'm totally excited about it. I feel like Peter at this moment. I'm out of the boat. I'm on the water, and I'm kind of like out of my element. But God is right there, and so we're walking this thing out, man.
Amen. Amen.
So I guess let me just share a little bit, kind of tell that story, what this looks like. My name is Jason Mung. I have been a sign guy here in town for about the last 16 years. So I operated a sign shop called Forerunner. So a lot of people in the community just kind of know me through business, through doing that for the years. This last year, I guess I recently closed that down just to pursue what I knew God was pushing my heart to just following deeper into full-time ministry, walking those things out. I've always been in what I call ministry, all growing up through church, as always kid my own mother. She's drugged me through the door since the day I can remember, big enough to remember those big wooden doors. We've always been drugged to church, whether we liked it or not. But at times I resented that, but today I say I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Because it was in those doors that God got a hold of my heart and has changed my life completely. So what that looks like, I guess today, more current event, is end of last year. Let me back up just a little bit. A couple years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I was visiting some family up in Oregon, and we went to their church, and this church functioned very much in the prophetic, and so I was just kind of listening to some of the things they had to say, and I'd been exposed to some of those things in growing up over my lifetime, but I know I've also grown up in multiple denominations. I'm in my mid-40s now, so I've grown up in the non-denominational, other denominations that we have. I've attended those churches throughout my years, and just kind of really soaking all that in and seeing what that looks like. And, of course, as we all notice, the reason for denominations or even non is because there's differences. Mm-hmm. And what I really started to see when I got into the Word of God is one of the things that we're called to is to set aside a lot of those differences and function fully as the body of Christ. One cannot say to the other, I don't need you. I can't do without you, right? But I just kind of noticed in that mentality of kind of this religious system that I've grown up in, that wasn't quite the case sometimes. And again, I'm not here to call people out. That's why I keep saying that. I'm not here to call people out. I'm here to call people up. God has given me a voice. He has given me His Holy Spirit to speak through. Even this morning in my prayer, one of the things that came out of my mouth was, Holy Spirit, I trust you in my mouth. And, you know, if I think of anybody else, even my wife, my closest friend, I don't know that I would want to put her in my mouth and just let her say what she wanted to say, because that's kind of scary, right? But one thing about the Holy Spirit is I can trust Him in my mouth. And as a matter of fact, I trust Him more than I do my own self. So just like today, in these moments of teaching or preparation for sharing or whatever, I really don't prepare too much. I just prepare my heart with Him and then just allow Him to speak, you know, just allow Him to say what He has to say. And so my prayer this morning was just that. Holy Spirit, today is yours. This hour is yours. My voice is yours. So speak through me. So as we just continue this next hour here or so, that is my prayer. And I hope that you guys are encouraged by the end of this, just hearing what the Holy Spirit has to say, what God's encouragement is today for the body of Christ. So jumping back to my story a little bit. So about 5 years ago, again, I was up there in Oregon just kind of visiting, and God spoke some very specific words into my life. At that time, what I realized about God, He is not as big on dates as we are. He has His own timing. Sometimes we try to get our agendas in there and try to make sense of it all. And I'm kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants kind of guy anyway, so I'm good with that if I don't have some exacts. But I like to live on the edge. I like to have fun. But, you know, I'm a father. I'm a husband, so some of those things just require a little bit of. I was a business owner; those things require a little bit of. What's the word? I guess scheduling, a little format. I'm good without those things, but I get it. We have to work in those parameters sometimes. So God basically told me that then the Forerunner was going to be coming to a close, and so I didn't know what that looked like. I knew that that was a main income source for my family. It has provided for us well. Even the story of that company coming into my hands was just a God story. I actually went to work for a company. Was going to go to work, and he's like, hey, just come check it out. See if you're going to like it. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. And went in for a day and just kind of checked it out. Literally was there for about 4 hours. A couple days later, he's like, I'm selling the whole thing out. Do you want to buy it? And I was like, I was just looking for a job, man. But I'm going to pray about that. And so I did, and God made the way, and Forerunner was born out of that. And I didn't know squat about the sign industry. I was a little bit of computer savvy, had a little bit of design in my pocket, you know, just from doing newsletters for my church that I had attended at the time and stuff like that, but just no formal training, none of those things, no accolades to qualify myself to be that. But yet again, here's God. And that's one thing that I love about Him. He doesn't need us to qualify us. Like, He can handle that, you know. It's not us that qualifies us. It's God that qualifies us in whatever He calls us to. And I would even dare to say, if you feel like He's calling you something, you to something that's bigger than you are, it's probably Him. You know, because I know as in the humanity of who we are sometimes, we'll shy away from those things when they see that they're bigger than we are. But today I'm here to be your encouragement. Don't shy away from those things. As a matter of fact, that's going to lead into the next part of my story. So I was actually teaching that one night in my home group. So we've met in our home for about 10 years, and attendance kind of fluctuates anywhere from as low as 6 to up around 25, 30 people. We've just kind of done that from our home. We've also attended local churches here in town over the years. But here recently, I've just kind of unplugged from church itself, really focused on our home group setting and see what that looks like. So one night I was teaching, I said, you know, it's time for us to start asking God for things that are bigger than we are. Let's not get comfortable and complacent. You know, that's as a Christian, I know that that's one of the things that it's pretty easy to do if you're not careful. We can get our prayer life and our Bible reading on a schedule, right? And we just kind of start walking through those tasks every day. And that's not a relational. I mean, what if we treated our wife or our kids or our friends that way? What if we just, hey, I have 5 minutes here or 10 minutes there that I'm going to talk to you and then walk away? This is a lifestyle. You know, this is a walk of Christianity is an everyday, every moment relationship with God. I look at the life of Jesus as we go through the New Testament, and as he continually talks about, I don't say anything that the Father's not saying. I don't do anything that the Father's not doing. That was an example for our life. It wasn't just, that wasn't just Jesus' life. That was the example for our life. Every day as we walk, we should say the things that the Father's saying. We should do the things that the Father's saying to do. And I'm even going to be as bold to say, if we're doing something other than that, we're walking outside of his will for our life. Because we are walking in the flesh or in the things, our own desires. And the first thing the Bible calls us to into salvation is to lay down our own desires, right? And to take up our cross and follow him. That's what we're supposed to do. And I know through personal experience that is going to take us in places in our lives that are not comfortable, that don't always feel great, right? But what I do know is even in those moments, there's a peace that is on the inside of me. And as the word states, it's a peace that passes the understanding of my own mind, right? That is my barometer. That's how I know that this is where I'm supposed to be, is because I'm not walking in fear. I'm not being anxious about things. There's a peace that's inside of me that just cannot be given from anything else than but God himself, right? And I know we live in a world today where it seems like fear and anxiety is probably the most rampant thing. Especially even going through current events. Everybody's well aware over the last few years of how fear has been used as a motivation to literally change the path and direction of our lives each and every day. That's improper. That is being motivated by something that is outside of the will of the Father. And so, again, if that's something you're struggling in, be encouraged today. You don't have to stay there. We don't have to live in fear and worry and anxiety. Get into the Word. Encourage yourself from that, and you'll see. Especially going to the New Testament, look, go read the Gospels, read the life of Jesus, and just how he walked in a life of power and authority, and we are called to that same life. We are an heir, right, just as Jesus is an heir. So we walk in the power and authority that God gives, and Jesus was our example to look at and say, oh, that's what humanity can do, because we look again to Scripture. What does he did? He said that he laid aside all deity and he came down here just like you and me, right? He walked this earth, flesh and blood, just like you and me. He was tempted at all levels, just like you and I were. Why? So that he can be our empowerment through the Holy Spirit to walk these things out as well. Because life is not always easy, you know? But it can still be walked in peace. Even in the moment of chaos, peace can still exist. And I know even when I say that, some people are like, you're crazy, Jason. No, I'm not crazy. And the only way that I can know that I know that I know that is because I was in fear and worry and anxiety before too. But now God has brought me into a place where I live in peace, even when circumstances are not peaceful, right? Because it's not about the circumstances that makes my peace or that keeps my peace. It's about God, who he is inside of me. So just kind of moving forward in my story here with that knowing, I'm not going to be fearful. So I'm teaching my fellow people at home, like, just step out of your comfort zone. Get out of your box. Ask God for something bigger than you are. And then kind of a pattern that I've seen developing over the years, I was just kind of chilling out that evening after our meeting that night, and God said, I was talking to you too. And I said, yeah, you do that quite often. It amazes me how many times he speaks to me through my own mouth. And so I said, I feel you. So there was this building, and this was over on 8th Street and Boone. It's the corner of 8th and Boone there. And I had actually, through the sign company, I did a job that was kind of back over in that community. And I drove by, and I noticed that there was a for sale sign, this old dilapidated beat-up building. And I called the realtor for some reason. And just kind of ask him a few questions, you know. I don't have enough money to buy a building. Like, I was just kind of gathering some information. And he shot me a price on that thing, and it was way outside of anything that was in my pocket. So I just kind of dismissed it. But I did go home that night, And I kind of shared with my wife, and I was like, you know, I seen this building, and I just called on it. And the Holy Spirit was, again, just kind of prompted me aside, ask for something that's bigger than you are. And I said, okay. So I drove back to that building, and I parked in the parking lot, and I said, God, if this is truly you, if this is truly what you're calling my life to, I'm saying yes, and I'm asking you for this building. And I don't know what that's going to look like or when that's going to look like, and it doesn't even matter, but I'm going to ask you, can I have it? Will you bring this to me? And I said, and I'm going to throw a few stipulations in there. And some people are like, what? Who are you to put stipulations on God? You know, and what I told him was, I said, I'm not going to do this in a traditional manner. I'm not going to go take a loan from a bank and try to get people to bring their tithes and their offerings to pay off this building, to pick up this tab. I'm not going to do that because I've seen that there's a way that seems right to a man. But when I read the word and I read the scripture, often that is contrary to the way that we think and the way that we do things. And so what I told him is, again, there's a story in the Bible where a man lays out a fleece and he says, I want dew on the fleece and I want dry ground. And that happened. And he's like, okay, now I want wet ground and the dry fleece. You know, like he repeated this process a couple times. Why? Because he wanted to know that what God was saying was what God was saying and that he was hearing properly. And I just said in that same seat, I'm not trying to be that guy that, God, I need you to prove yourself to me over and over, because you have in my life multiple times. In some of the biggest, hardest things I've ever been through, God has been the most faithful in my life that I could, I could never go back. I'll just put it that way. I could never go back to the life that I lived before I really knew him. And so I just told him, okay, I'm not going to take out a loan. I'm not going to accumulate debt to try to get this thing done. If this is truly you, I want you to do it, and I will sit back and watch. And that was in November, December of last year, in 2022. And in January, mid-January, I got a phone call, and a guy actually kind of tried to play a little joke on me. I'm a tech-savvy guy, so he was like, I need to get a hold of some people. I need to get some screen time with somebody through Skype, so I need you to help me get that set up and all this. So we were getting all that set up for him, and I said, let's just do a test between me and you. So we got it on his phone, and we got it tested. We got him visually, you know, we got the audio going. And he said, I'm glad we're here. This has nothing to do with what I told you this was about. And I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. And he said, I want you to know that we bought that building for you that you had told us about. And I'm like, you did what? And he said, yes, we bought that building, and we're paying to put a brand new roof on it. And I was just flabbergasted. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I'm a man, big burly guy, weigh 200 pounds, got a big black beard, right? But I'm a softy, dude. I shed tears often. That's my home group. Because when God moves on my heart, it touches me at the depths of the soul of who I am. And it blows me away. And yet again, in that moment, I was softened yet again. So thankful to God that, dude, like, wow, you know, this is you yet again, just showing up in a way that I never expected. And there was still this dilemma of, I own a sign company, right? talked to my wife. We had talked about this several times over the last few months of what that would look like, because I knew God was just pushing me into this. And I would say that God gave us a peace together. And my wife definitely struggles a little bit more than I do with remaining in that sometimes. Because bills have to be paid. There's money there. But I can testify today, and it is my testimony, that I walked away December 26th last year from Forerunner Sign Company, and today I still have not been delinquent on one bill in my life, because God is faithful. And I also have acquired a building now that I am working in full-time, trying to get remodeled to basically transition into this five-fold ministry training center. A lot of questions that people will ask, is this a church? No, this is not a church. The building was a church. It was actually owned by the Pentecostal Holiness, is who I bought that from, or who we got that from, rather. And I am not going to open what we traditionally know as a church. What I am opening is a building to be utilized by the church, by the body of Christ. And so in that's a very inclusive, I don't care what denomination you belong to, I don't care what card you've signed to belong to anywhere or somewhere. You're welcome here. If you know Christ, you're welcome here. If you don't know Christ, you're still welcome here. Because if you do come here, you're going to learn to know who Christ is. That's my heart. That is what God is calling me to, is to build up and equip the saints for the work of the ministry. So I'm going to read a scripture real quick for you out of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. So this says, "Now these are the gifts that Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers." And then it goes on to state there in verse 12, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work, to build up the church, the body of Christ. And then 13, this is kind of the kicker that really hits home for me. "This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and the knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ." Mm-hmm. So let me just kind of talk about some current day events. I see a big sect of the Christian world that talks about the imminent return of Christ. But I see that it's spurred on by fear. It's motivated by this fear tactic of our hearts are being shaken. And so we're looking to God to be our Savior. If you know God, you already know him as your Savior. He has already brought you the salvation. The victory is already yours. You've already won, right? But we see this outside, this external motivation that's pushing. It's moving our hearts, if we're not careful, out of a place of peace and thinking we need God, we need Jesus to come back on that rescue mission. That's not what that is. Go read the book of Revelation. Jesus comes back as not a rescue mission to pull us out of this misery and crazy life that we live in. That is a time for Jesus to come back and to take the hand of his bride and to take the church back, right? And as it states right here, this fivefold ministry, all five of these gifts that God has given the church, they will remain until we come together in unity, right? This is bold, but I'm here to speak. Denominations are not unity.
Come on, brother.
Denominations are division, whether brought on by carpet color, difference in belief, different in doctrines, different in theologies, it doesn't matter. Those things are brought about to bring division into the body of Christ. Again, I'm not here to call anyone out. If you are seated in a denomination, if you are a pastor of a denomination, my heart has nothing but love for you. My heart is also to encourage you to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And let him bring all the things that he has to bring to the table. Instead of us being so good at bringing our minds, our programs, our ABCs and 1-2-3s to the table and trying to basically redo something that was already done for us. God doesn't need our programs to move in people's lives. He needs our love. 2 Corinthians states, let love be your highest goal, man. No matter what you do, set aside any of the differences and walk in the greater thing, and that is love for one another. You will know, the scripture says that they will know that you're my disciples by how you're loving one another. You know, it's important to love the non-Christian, absolutely. It's just as important to love the other brother or other sister in Christ in a way that is proper and appropriate by not holding record of wrong, but letting love be my highest goal. And then the world will look at that and see, wow, all I've seen up until this point is difference and these denominational things where you guys have all just kind of split up in your own thing because you can't even get along with each other, you know? And, I mean, I've been a Christian all my life at the age of 12. But like I said, I've been walking this walk. My mom was showing me Christianity long before I accepted Christ, right? And what I've seen in my 45 years is Christians being, and the world would be the first to say it, you guys are the first ones to stab a knife in one another's back. When things get dirty, a Christian will be the first one to put the knife in. That's true. It's true. But what I'm here to do is to change that story. And if I can only do that, if I am just but one man, let me do that. Let my life show something different. And now I'm called into a building where a group of people can gather and do that same thing together. Let's show Elk City, Oklahoma, Western Oklahoma, something different. We're out in the middle of nowhere. That doesn't mean that God isn't here and that he can't use this place to do something that is way bigger than we are, way bigger than I am. And the way I keep communicating this to people is, this story isn't about Jason Mung. This story isn't even about the Fivefold Training Center. This story is about the body of Christ realizing who she is and rising up and walking in that. This is only a place that I am trying to cultivate that environment so that you, wherever you are at with your relationship with God, can show up and know that you're loved and accepted, and there are other people that you can connect with, and we can love our Father back. And I'm not going to pause because I know we're at a break time.
You got any prayer requests over there, sister?
We have an update for Ashlyn Franklin, her surgery yesterday. They grafted her upper chest and lower abdomen and changed her wound vacs again. We want to pray that her pain is managed quickly. She's always in a lot of pain after surgery. And then her next surgery will be scheduled for Thursday. We want to pray for Nicole Brown, who had her gallbladder removed yesterday. And Lisa Taylor asked us to pray for Ella, who isn't feeling well.
Just say a prayer for these guys. Awesome. All right. That's right. So, Father, we just thank you. Man, all I can think about in your word is any time that there's a sickness or a disease, I just think if Jesus were to show up on the scene, what would happen? And that's exactly what should happen when any part of his body shows up as well. So, Father, I just thank you for what we see in your word. I thank you for what your son Jesus did. I thank you that the stripes that he bore on his back, Father, the beating that he took, it was with purpose. And, Father, that purpose was that so that our physical bodies could be healed. And so, Father, I thank you for each one of these things that have been named for Ashlyn, for Nicole, for Ella. Father, I thank you that you know all the details of every thing that needs to be healed in their physical body. And so, Father, I thank you for moving in there. I thank you for touching their physical bodies in Jesus' name. And Father, we just call forth healing right now in their lives in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that you are our supply and that you have all that we need, Father. And that doesn't just mean in our finances. That's in our physical body. That's in our emotional parts of who we are, in the supernatural parts of who we are, in the psychological parts of who we are. Father, I thank you that you restore and you make whole. And so, Father, I just pray that for each one of these people today, that you would just restore and make whole. And Father, wherever it needs to be, whether it's in the physical, if it needs to be in their finances, Father, to touch there as well, I just thank you for moving on their behalf in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Heart to Heart, Help, Hope, and Healing, Western Oklahoma. Forgiven and Set Free, a four-week compassionate confidential Bible study designed to help guide suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars of past abortion experiences. This study helps women deal with issues such as relief, denial, depression, anger, letting go, forgiveness, and acceptance. There's only one more Monday left for this Bible study, y'all. April 24th from 6 to 7. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229, Monday through Thursday, noon to 6. Main Street Revival. Get ready, y'all. Old School Tent Revival's coming. It's going to be at the Cross by the Ten Commandments on Main Street, April 27th through the 29th. From 6 to 8 p.m., 1101 North Main Street, Elk City, Oklahoma. The revival will be at the Cross, corner of Country Club and Main.
Our Facebook sponsor today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs and wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
We hope today's...
It's not time to go yet, y'all. We ain't done. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Jason Monk. His title for today is Fivefold Training Center, a little testimony.
Yep.
Back to you, sir.
All right. So this building, I guess we'll kind of get back on that. I know I'm guilty of running off on a lot of rabbit trails. I just get to going and I get to going. But let's bring it back. So with the Fivefold Training Center, my heart in this, this building was delivered to us. So God has just been faithful. And then again, like this thing has been beat up, dilapidated out. It's got some repairs to be made to it. So $10,000, man, just shows up to start the work on this building. And like, again, it's just like a confirmation after confirmation, like this is what I'm calling your life to. And so I'm just continually waking up every day and saying, yes. Yes, yes. I want to continue to watch you do this thing. I get to be a part of it, which is amazing. And I guess maybe even just like this radio show today, man, like I have not sought any attention. I have not even been trying to spread the word per se. I just haven't done it. I got to do a podcast a couple weeks ago with Burl Strickler, which was just amazing. I mean, that was a freak thing that we ran across each other. I'd met the guy a couple years ago, and we ran back in because I was going to look at this house, and Stacy couldn't be there, so she sent her husband, and we got reconnected, and he's like, why don't you come talk about this on this podcast that I'm doing? And then my mom comes in, and you guys reach out to me. It's like God is just lining up all the things that need to be done to spread this message of what this looks like. And again, I'm not here asking for anything from anybody. I'm only here to share my story. Because God is going to do this thing, and I want you to watch. I want you to sit right here with me and watch this story unfold as God does something bigger than I could have ever imagined in my life, or in the lives of Elk City, Oklahoma. I just know that God is giving me something inside that will bring transformation to Western Oklahoma through what's fixing to happen here. And by none other than us realizing who we are in Christ and just beginning to walk in that. Because when that happens, just like when you look at the life of Jesus, when you see him walk, everything around him changed.